Hello and welcome to Best Comics Ever, presented by Comic Book Herald. I'm your host, Dave Busing, founder and editor-in-chief of comicbookherald.com, and welcome to part two of the Best Comics Ever deep dive into the Marvel Universe villain Thanos and the original Infinity Saga. Today we'll be diving deep on where the three parts of the original Infinity Saga rank compared to every Marvel cosmic event ever. That's right, we're going in on all of the important Marvel cosmic events. A little warning here, if you are unfamiliar with the Marvel cosmic landscape, there is the potential for small spoilers. I will avoid anything major as I talk through these events as someone who has, of course, read them and ranked them. Recently on CBR.com, a little site that I freelance for on occasion, I did rank 26 of the most important Marvel cosmic events of all time. I'm not going to go through all 26 here today, but I will be going through the top 10 in great detail. If you want to see the full list, including where Infinity Saga inclusions like Infinity War and Infinity Crusade land, spoiler, they are not inside my top 10, I'll include that link in the show notes. Again, it's cbr.com/Marvel Cosmic Events Ranked. For the record, I do have Infinity Crusade at number 23 out of 26, and I have Infinity War inside, or just outside the top 15 at my number 16 ranked event. So again, I'll be going through the top 10 here. And for those who are just jumping in, Best Comics Ever, we go deep on topics of conversation around the pick for story of the month with a focus on themes, impact, and innovation. And then in the final section, I'll be ranking the comic or comics on Comic Book Herald's list of the best comics ever. The list is currently upwards of 375 comics from Watchmen to Wanted and is stacked with recommended reads. If you want to check it out, just go to comicbookherald.com/thebestcomicsofalltime with a hyphen in the URL between each word. So without further ado, let's get into the top 10 cosmic events and where Thanos ties into these important influential instances throughout Marvel history. My number 10 ranked cosmic event is Avengers vs. Thanos, aka the Adam Warlock War. Now, we talked about this one in a fair amount of detail in the original Thanos Origins post, so I won't spend quite as much time on it. As we remember from the last episode, Thanos returned in 1975 after his debut in 1973 in a Warlock story that ultimately concluded in Avengers Annual No. 7 and Marvel 2-in-1 Annual No. 2. The Warlock stories feature the most important development for Thanos, in my opinion, as the warring cosmic villain begins displaying more of his defining pragmatism and master strategy. Thanos lurks in the shadows, releasing Gamora as his spy to infiltrate Warlock's circle, and of course, as we remember, then convinces Warlock and company to work with him in an effort to prevent the Magus from obtaining ultimate power. So that's my number 10 ranked event. It is followed at number 9 by Planet Hulk. Launching the Hulk into space proved to be one of the most effective changes of scenery the character has ever known. Oddly, it's far from the first time the character has been launched into the stars in an effort to remove his violent threat from the planet. A similar maneuver was actually performed by the U.S. military as early as Incredible Hulk number 3, way back in, I'm going to guess, either 1963 or 1964, as the cover of that issue teased, "See the Hulk banished out of space!" With Planet Hulk, though, writer Greg Pak and artist Carlo Pagulian had the Marvel Illuminati of Iron Man, Reed Richards, Black Bolt, Professor X, and Doctor Strange. Namor was a member of the group, but did not agree with their decision in this instance, having a long and fairly friend-like relationship with the Hulk throughout Marvel history. But these Illuminati decided to fire the Hulk to a quote-unquote uninhabited planet so he could finally know peace. As Reed and Iron Man and company sort of, I'm not sure what the version of mansplain is for Illuminati splain to Hulk trapped on a spaceship they've tricked him onto. They say, you know, Bruce, it's what you've always wanted, to be left alone. Now, against his will, one could argue maybe that wasn't the approach he would have taken. And of course, the reality here is they're mostly also launching him into space to protect themselves from the damage the Hulk causes on planet Earth. Instead, of course, the Hulk's craft crashes on Sakaar, an all-new planet in the Marvel Universe, where the Green Scar, as the Hulk would come to be known, would go on to become a gladiator, a rebel leader, and an emperor of a people. Throughout it all, Pak and Pagulian showed an uncanny understanding of what makes the Hulk tick and built a thoroughly fascinating history and culture within the fabric of Sakaar and its people. It was perhaps inevitable that Planet Hulk would build toward the Green Rage Monster's return to Earth in the following 2007 event, World War Hulk, but the hero was never more at home than during the brief moments of happiness on Sakaar. This has gone on very quickly to become an all-time iconic Hulk run. It's probably the most oft-referenced go-to read for the character, and of course was influential, if not a strict straight adaptation in any capacity. It was influential in the movie Thor Ragnarok. So that's my number 9, modern Planet Hulk, which brings us to number 8 on the list, Secret Wars, the 1984 to 1985 original event. While the artistic inauthenticity of Secret Wars is well documented, the series is a blatant attempt to sell toys, and even the title is market research masquerading as nomenclature. There's a famous story that Marvel focus grouped essentially what are the two words that our kids are most interested in, coming up with Secret and Wars, tied together as Secret Wars. You'll never convince us this, and by us I mean me, this early Marvel cosmic event is anything but a blast. Writer and then editor-in-chief Jim Shooter and artist Mike Zeck bring a collection of Earth's mightiest heroes and foulest villains together on Battleworld, where a mysterious cosmic entity known as the Beyonder promised, "Slay your enemies and all you desire shall be yours," and offer the villains like the Wrecking Crew and Ultron are all too eager to take up. The event is stacked with era-defining moments, Hulk lifting a literal mountain above his head, Magneto creepily romancing Janet Van Dyne, aka the Wasp, Spider-Man discovering his black symbiote costume in a now iconic and extremely expensive Secret Wars number 8 cover, and of course none are more famous than Dr. Doom's valiant efforts to usurp the Beyonder's power. Against all odds, Dr. Doom succeeds and destroys all of Earth's heroes, spoiler alert, only to find himself undone by a strange acceptance of an insane Claw as his right-hand lackey. Claw being very different than you may have seen him in Black Panther in the MCU. Either way, at the end of the day, it's a great early Marvel event and an essential Dr. Doom story. Is it a bit silly and childlike in some of its fervent, hey, heroes and villains fight? Yes, absolutely. But honestly, that nostalgia and sort of all-ages friendliness is a big part of what makes it so appealing to me, even now. That brings us to number 7 on the best, most important Marvel cosmic events ever, Infinity, another Thanos-focused event. If one word sums up Infinity, it's bold. Thanos invading Earth and threatening to massacre children is somehow only a piece of the threat facing the Avengers in this story. The heroes simultaneously need to confront the growing threat of the Builders and all that their incursions into the universe entail. Likewise, Infinity incontrovertibly changes the landscape of Marvel's Inhumans and set the entire Marvel Universe on a headfirst collision with 2015's Secret Wars event. Creative talents Jonathan Hickman and Jim Chung do excellent work throughout, including the introduction of the instantly movie-ready Black Order. All of which, of course, overlooks the boldness of the following. You have a writer apart from Jim Starlin laying claim to the vaunted history of Marvel Cosmic Infinity events. Setting up a modern event against the likes of the Infinity Gauntlet is a potential recipe for failure, but Hickman and Chung face the challenge with little difficulty. One of the only challenges to Infinity is the fact that it falls very much in the middle of Hickman's extended run on the Avengers lineup of Marvel Comics. He was writing both Avengers and New Avengers titles in the Marvel Now era of comics, kind of intertwining here. And that reading the event, reading Infinity as a standalone event without the full knowledge of Avengers comics is nowhere near as satisfying. I would also call out here, we've been talking about the Infinity Saga and its importance, of course, as an influence and as a Thanos-related event. Infinity, despite the shared name, it doesn't feel as a part of the Infinity Saga, so don't go into it expecting more of what Starlin brings to the table, and be prepared for something new and sort of a modernized version of what a Thanos-related, adjacent even, Infinity event might look like. Brings us to our number 6 most important Marvel cosmic event on the list, Thanos Quest. There's a reason Infinity Gauntlet is able to reach such instant stakes, and it's because Thanos does all the legwork of collecting the Infinity Gems throughout the rebirth of Thanos and Thanos Quest. We talked about this one in good detail in the first episode, talking about Thanos in the Infinity Saga, which I will cut to the chase, bringing us to our number 5 on the list, another one we've talked about in great detail, the Infinity Gauntlet. So you're purely going most well-noted. Infinity Gauntlet might be number one on this list as a sort of personal, semi-objective take on what's the most important and best cosmic event. Infinity Gauntlet, for me, comes in at number five. Thanos, of course, would go on to develop more nuanced philosophies, but Infinity Gauntlet, he's at his most absolutely manically nihilistic, forcing the orbit of planets to spell his name and what Nephisto calls depraved creativity, and of course, very famously, snapping half of all life out of existence, wherever it may exist. Which brings us to a different sort of tact in another event that Thanos plays a major role in. You will find a hard-to-find many cosmic events that do not have at least some sort of Thanos focus. This is event number four, Annihilation. Marvel Cosmic wasn't necessarily dead before Annihilation rolled around, but apart from a Drax miniseries here and a Thanos ongoing there, it was certainly on life support. Impressively, Annihilation not only kicked off an epic universe-spanning event, but it rejuvenated nearly every conceivable corner of the Marvel Cosmic landscape. The event acts like superglue across disparate elements of the Marvel Cosmic world, drawing in seemingly unrelated characters like Nova, Star-Lord, Drax, and Gamora, while simultaneously developing an all-new cosmic threat in the form of Annihilus, previously confined to mostly Fantastic Four stories set in the Negative Zone. Here, Annihilus is in league with Thanos. Indeed, by the time readers launch into the main event proper with Annihilation number 1, the Nova Corps have been decimated, the Annihilation Wave is fully locked in Universal War, and Thanos' scheme to uncover the cosmic powers of Galactus and Silver Surfer are already in full swing. A very nice Thanos kind of story here, where by the ends of the first and second issue, he has Galactus and Silver Surfer strapped up to his machinery, stealing and getting readings on their power. Writer Keith Giffen does some of his absolute best Marvel work, building a cosmic tapestry that weaves in a mature Richard Rider, a reborn Peter Quill, nearly unrecognizable compared to his MCU Star-Lord persona, and countless other players that have become staples in the Marvel cosmic landscape since this time. That brings us to event number three on the list, the granddaddy of them all, the coming of Galactus. Before events were but a glimmer in Jim Shooter's eye, in 1966, Jack Kirby and Stan Lee were bringing a multi-part cosmos-spanning epic to the pages of Fantastic Four number 48 through Fantastic Four number 50. With the benefit of hindsight, it's absolutely astonishing how much ground Kirby and Lee cover in essentially 2.5 issues. The coming of Galactus establishes the Great World Devourer, the Silver Surfer, the Watcher, the Ultimate Nullifier, and finds time to continue the ongoing Inhumans plot in the pages of FF. Kirby and Lee would, of course, also go on to establish an expanding cosmic Marvel scene in the pages of Thor, including a battle royale between Galactus and Ego the Living Planet. It hits unprecedented heights with this story, though, as the Fantastic Four are forced to threaten to destroy everything with the Ultimate Nullifier unless Galactus promises to leave Earth alone. Not to mention the awesome trivia factoid that Galactus originally appears with a giant letter G on his chest and a green and red color scheme. It's certainly better than the Cloud Galactus from the 2000s Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer movie, but I'll take the more familiar purple armor anytime. That brings us to another non-Thanos story, surprisingly. Event number two, the Dark Phoenix Saga in Uncanny X-Men. Despite very relatable human emotions and problems, the X-Men have long held a fascination with the cosmos. Story arcs like the Brood Saga make it clear how entertaining the Merry Mutants can be off-planet. Of course, nothing tops the Dark Phoenix Saga. Running through the pages of Uncanny X-Men from issues 129 to 137, and building through the series for dozens of issues prior. The mysterious cosmic entity that merged with Jean Grey during a near-death re-entry into Earth's atmosphere begins to manipulate more and more of her personality until she completely transforms into Dark Phoenix. With Omega-level power coursing through her, Jean and the Phoenix destroy an entire planet of broccoli people, landing Jean and the X-Men on the Shi'ar Empire's radar. Rather understandably, Empress Lalandra and the Shi'ar argue that Jean can't be allowed to carry on with such uncontrollable power at her disposal. The X-Men stand by their founding member and fight for her life in trial by combat on the Earth's moon against the Shi'ar Royal Guard. It's an all-time great battle with Chris Claremont and John Byrne creating unrivaled emotional stakes as Jean and Scott Summers realize this may truly be the end. And that brings us, finally, to our number one most important Marvel Cosmic event. If you followed me on Comic Book Herald for any amount of time, this will probably come as no surprise. It's Secret Wars, the 2015 version. All hail Doom. The final stroke in Jonathan Hickman's Marvel Universe work could have easily gone quickly off the rails. After all, the 2015 Secret Wars is a rebrand of an existing Marvel Universe cosmic event, and for all intents and purposes, the event pulled an Age of Apocalypse, with every single Marvel title pausing because everything is Secret Wars. Reunited with artist Esad Ribich, Hickman delivered a perfect conclusion to themes and development he'd built through the likes of Fantastic Four and Avengers. Factor in an onslaught of alternate reality tie-ins, not to be confused with quote-unquote X-Men Onslaught tie-ins, of generally very high caliber, Secret Wars 2015 is the most entertaining Marvel Comics playground in the history of the publisher. Admittedly, much of the cosmic appeal of the event stems from ideas more typically associated with the DC universe, as Doctor Doom fends off the collision of a near-infinite supply of Earths across the multiverse. At its core, though, Secret Wars 2015 is Marvel through and through, with cosmic favorites like Thanos, Groot, and Star-Lord all playing essential roles in the event's conclusion prior to the inevitable showdown between Reed Richards and Victor Von Doom. After all, everything lives. And that brings us to our end here of the most important Marvel cosmic events. If you want to see the full list of all 26 items ranked, I've included the link in the show notes. Best Comics Ever is written and produced by myself, Dave Busing. You can find more of my writing at comicbookherald.com, where you can also find a complete collection of Best Comics Ever episodes. If you like Best Comics Ever and Comic Book Herald, you can also find more of the site, including comic book panels influencing each podcast, at Comic Book Herald on Twitter, Instagram, or at facebook.com/comicbookherald. Music for Best Comics Ever is by Anthony Weiss. You can find more of his music at anthonyweiss.com. It's Anthony, W-E-I-S.com. Best Comics Ever is made possible by listener support on Patreon. You can learn more about supporting the work and receiving Comic Book Herald and Best Comics Ever exclusive content at patreon.com/comicbookherald. Thank you for listening, and as always, enjoy the comics.